On this date in 1774, British scientist Joseph Priestley succeeded in isolating oxygen from air. Once again, skies are sunny. The current temperature, 73.
This is Weather Radio 1280 AM, KSNE, Minneapolis-St. Paul. The time is 12 o'clock.
The government has announced what it will do for farmers hit by the drought. Farmers will get certificates that can be sold for cash or redeemed for grain.
Via satellite, this is the United Stations Radio Network.
It's 12 noon and time for a snack with Mac. Hi, everyone. Stanley Mac, the old head rascal, and me, Grover DeGrounce. That's right. We're back on the air again. I don't know how it happened, friends, but it did. Stanley Mac, the old head rascal, with all the good music for the nice people and any of you rascals that want to tag along. Now, it's been a long time and a good many years since I've uttered those words.
Yes, Stan, and you've been utterly ridiculous ever since.
Well, thank you, Grover, but I want to tell you, it is exciting and a thrill to be back on the air after all these years. As a matter of fact, it's a momentous occasion.
Watch your language, Stan.
I will indeed.
And Stan, why are we doing this?
Well, I'll tell you, Grover. We're going to go on and play Stardust in all its many versions and forms. There are many of them. And we're going to do that to set a new world's record in the Guinness Book of Records for playing Stardust more times than any other station has ever played.
Stan, why are we doing that?
Well, we're doing that, Grover, to call attention to the exciting new music nostalgia format on KSNE. That starts Monday, August 4th at 12 noon. So I want you to be sure to be around for that. Now let's get underway with our show. We'll be playing Stardust from now until Monday, 12 noon. And what better way to get underway with the Stardust arrangements than with the gentleman who wrote it, Mr. Hoagy Carmichael. Sing it, Hoagy. Hoagy Carmichael, the gentleman who wrote the immortal Stardust. And I thought he was going to sing it.
Yes, Dan, what happened?
I don't know. He just recorded it without the vocal. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do the vocal for you.
Must you, Stan?
Yes, I must. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights.
Stan, you take one look in the mirror and you'll understand why you're spending those lonely nights.
Okay, Grover, thank you. Well, we're underway with our first rendition of Stardust. It's going to be going 24 hours a day around the clock, and we're going to beat the world's record. But before we do that and start with another rendition of Stardust, we have a Metro traffic report.
94 westbound, the left lane is closed from 5th Avenue to Silver Lake Road. Traffic, however, becomes heavy, slow, and go beginning at 35W. Our mobile reporter has just driven through the area, and you can expect a 10-minute delay. 35E northbound, a replay of yesterday. Yesterday, speeds dropping to 5 and 10 miles per hour between Maryland and Arlington, but the good news is that it picks up to the posted levels just past Arlington. Subscribe now to the Wall Street Journal, 13 weeks for just $29.50. Call toll-free 1-800-228-1230. That's 1-800-228-1230. I'm Jerry Peterson with Metro Traffic Control.
Thank you, Mr. Metro Traffic Report. If you're out there driving, drive very carefully, please, because, after all, the old head rascal needs all the listeners he can get. And speaking of listeners, I want to dedicate this program, some of this Michigas, to a couple of friends of mine that are listening. They'd better be. Marvin Bomell, one of the great fashion designers of all times in the Twin Cities, and George Sitkoff, who happens to be one of the great English teachers of all time. He once taught me how to say boim.
Yeah, what's a boim, Stan?
That's a tree, you dummy. That's something you can climb. Anyhow, it's time to climb into the next recording of Stardust, and this one is by Frankie Masters. And I hope you enjoy Stardust on the Stanley Mac Show.